You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
When F1's marketing team asked Brad Pitt about F1's marketing budget, Brad Pitt's answer was,
"This is F1. Apple's F1.
They built cameras from scratch. They hijacked Grand Prix weekends. They even gave Hans Zimmer a pit pass.
They did.
No, they didn't.
Oh, no.
But they should have.
They should have.
Yeah, they really should have.
They should have. Today, on the movie show, we are doing a full lap on Apple's biggest flex since the AirPods and the M3 chip, which I wish I had.
This isn't just a marketing case study. This is a marketing Grand Prix.
The first teaser trailer was dropped at the 2024 British Grand Prix, nearly a year before the eventual release.
A whole year.
That's an unconventional, long-term strategy.
They created the fictional Apex GP team with real OOH ads. I'm talking billboards and digital screens. They even had Super Bowl promos and official merch. A Forbes estimate puts sponsorship revenue at a total of $40 million.
Damn!
They made Apex GP feel like a real racing team.
They did. They really did. And the craziest part, partner brands weren't just sponsors. They were actual characters in the film. We're talking Mercedes, IWC, EA Sports. Shout out to EA Sports.
Tommy Hilfiger.
Talking Heineken.
Expensify. MCS Cruises.
Yes.
Yeah.
MCS Cruises. Real logos on real race car suits.
And no blurring.
No blurring. Like actual logos. That's crazy.
Apple didn't just place product, right? They built iPhone camera rigs that they then placed in actual Formula One cars and shot POVs, point of views, of crashes at speeds of over 200 miles per hour. With these iPhone camera rigs, right? Yeah. I'm talking, this thing was developed by F1 engineers and Sony to make IMAX quality visuals. Plus, on top of that, right? Normal films are filmed with like Sony Venice 2 cameras, which is like the quality is superb. These iPhone cameras, right? Were able to be seamlessly juxtaposed, right? They were able to go Venice Sony 2, iPhone, Venice Sony 2, right? Because the quality of the iPhone cameras matched. And as a result, they were able to just edit the two together seamlessly.
Damn. And that's how they were able to get immersive footage without it being too CGI heavy.
It's crazy.
This kind of tech will influence future iPhone cinematic modes.
They produced F1, the album, with Atlantic Records, right? And it was led by Kevin Weaver. This is the man that also made Barbie the soundtrack. Suicide Squad.
The soundtrack.
What makes this such a genius move, right? Is that the album, the soundtrack, the OST became marketing for the film.
Ooh. Singles were dropping from April 30th, which was 2 months before the initial film premiere date.
Yeah, which was the 27th of June. Hmm? I even pre-saved the album.
You did?
Before the film premiered, yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. And it featured songs from artists like Rosé, Ed Sheeran, and many more of your favorite artists. And then, this is epic news, the Hans Zimmer scored the orchestral themes, which were amazing.
Yeah. And at the Miami Grand Prix, right?
Yeah.
They built a real Apex GP garage. I am talking artist activation, race simulators, album previews. They even match certain artists with real teams from the film. Like I'm talking Ed Sheeran, Ferrari. Burna Boy, Mercedes. They literally blurred music, film, and motorsport together.
The film's promotion didn't just live in the theaters. It also invaded your phone.
It's crazy.
The wallet app gave $10 off tickets via Apple Pay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Even phone haptic engine vibrations. What do I mean by that? Well, when you open the Apple TV app, right, your phone started vibrating with the trailer. Like your phone was out here acting like an F1 engine.
No way. Mm-hmm. Apple Maps also gave 3D tours. 3D tours of tracks where the film was shot.
And the Fitness Plus app, right, even gave race-themed HIIT workouts. I have no idea what that is, but they did it, right? And there's so much more. Apple literally turned their entire ecosystem into F1 brand ambassadors.
Oh, my gosh. So EA Sports F1 25, right, released an official Apex GP storyline. So you could actually play as an Apex GP driver in F1 25. Crazy. But that's not all. Mercedes AMG, right, released special edition GT63 cars. And IWC also released a Sonny Hayes pilot watch. So you know what time it is.
I have something better, right? So, Damson Idris, who plays rookie F1 driver in the film, made one of the most memorable Met Gala entrances ever. Right? So the man arrived not only in an Apex GP car from the actual film, but he was wearing a racing suit and helmet, which was embellished with almost 20,000 Swarovski crystals. Then on the carpet, two assistants helped him rip off the racing suit to reveal a red tartan tailored Tommy Hilfiger suit beneath. These outfits were specially designed by Tommy Hilfiger, who was the official fashion sponsor for the film. So is F1 the best film of 2025?
2025 is still pending.
Yeah, so we technically, we don't know yet.
We don't know yet. Yeah. We don't know yet.
But as a marketing case study, this film is revolutionary. Yeah.
It is Apple's highest grossing theatrical release to date. To date. Mm-hmm. Merging film. Ah. Tech,
music,
lifestyle,
and music
into a cultural event.
Apple didn't just distribute a film. They built its world in the real world.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.